Can you listen while you talk? Do you listen while you talk? As usual, I started my day with emails. Why? Because, surprise, I wasn't aching to tell you something. I had nothing to say. That doesn't stop millions, maybe billions of people from talking nonsense, I observe. And in fact I myself was labeled Chatty Cathy, or Chatterbox in English, or Dumaduzi in Hungarian. I have a neighbor whose daughter, around 2, is like that. Cute. But must be incredibly tiresome for the parents. It is tiresome for me, even though I only live next door. I also have students who, when allowed, talk incessantly. Surprisingly or not, the more you talk the less what you say matters, the less anyone will believe you, the less worthwhile it is to listen to you. Now, apart from the systemic judgment, whether it is good or bad, useful or useless, or even if what comes out is valuable or worthless. What else can we say about talking? I watched a little commercial this morning. Advertising Neil deGrasse Tyson's masterclass, where he promises you to teach you how to think for yourself, how to be able to tell if what you are told, what you read is true or not. Totally missing for 99% of humanity. Not because they are stupid, but because they never even look, I say. Looking is the most missing activity for humans living today. Or if and when we look, you look either in the mind, or in your feelings, not where you could see something for what it is. It is like trying to teach others about life by looking at what it looks like on your plate in a restaurant. All those things were alive at some point, but not now. Now they are mixed with some other stuff. What you'll say life is will be tainted. What is apparent to me, a coach, is that you can't listen while you talk. There is a difference between listening and hearing, between looking and seeing. Intentionally is the difference. You may hear me interrupting you. You may hear me interrupting you, but you aren't listening, so you keep on talking until I yell. If you have experienced on one of my calls, you are one of those chatterboxes who never looks, never listens, and therefore you'll remain clueless, unless you change your habits. I am not saying you are stupid, although your brain, most likely, have atrophied for non-use, for lack of intellectual stimulation. Going to the storehouse of the mind, or feelings cannot be considered intellectual stimulation. When I muscle test to what degree you are conscious, lucid, how much of your intelligence is used in life, your number is very low. And I bet the question, do you have enough energy to do the work, is also a no. Why? Because you talk. And talk. And talk some more. Either out loud, or in your head. You are doing a running commentary on everything. And there are no breaks in that, no moments of silence, no actual thinking or even listening. Is that a problem? It depends where you are looking from. If you want to change your life, you need to consider that as long as you continue talking, you can't and won't. Now, let's look a little closer. In the Amish horse training method I teach you a practice to learn telling the difference between you talking, in your head, and the mind talking, automatic. And call the mind talk noise. You can tell the difference because you can stop talking while you cannot silence the automatic taking of the mind. That is your first job. To experiment and see what you can stop and what you have no power to stop. The second job will be to consider the mind talk noise. The second job will be to consider the mind talk noise, and, very important, as soon as you notice that you are talking, stop talking. Allow silence. It will be very uncomfortable, very unnatural. But if you want a life different feeling than you have, this is mandatory. Silence yourself. Not the mind. The mind doesn't obey you. Can't obey you, it's a f-ing machine. But you can stop yourself from talking. In that new and uncomfortable silence, some of reality, some of the magic, some of my teachings can break in. In that new and uncomfortable silence, you may get an experience of yourself. Something you could experience because you were too busy talking. I am talking to almost all of you, by the way. Of the 8 people who are in my most advanced program, 3 don't chatter unconsciously 24/7, and 5 do. So this practice is directed at them first and foremost. Why? Because they are spending the big bucks on learning something new about themselves, changing their lives to the better. That in addition to wanting to become a human being. It is impossible to do any of it if you don't take control over your inner chatter. The segment that you have control over. You can't really hear what is being said, because you immediately dip it into the morass of what you think you already know. When I listen, I don't do anything else in my head, I just listen. Occasionally, about 1% of the time, I, just like you, opinionate, or think what to do with what I am hearing. 1%. And when I notice it, about a minute in, I stop it and return to just listening. I just listened to a more than an hour-long talk by Dr. Michael Norwood, who some 10 years ago enchanted me with his books. But now, that I have grown myself, not so much. Lol. He is a chatterbox. He is a chatterbox, and much of what he teaches is a mixture of truth and BS, pretty average, 10% truth value. He is trying to push what he sees as the truth, his agenda. Talk, talk, talk. Now, if you are a student already, or not, there could be a big learning for you in this article. Even if you never get to shut up the inner talking, the part you have control over, just simply know that you could, may transform your life. Take you to a level where you can actually learn something from reality, God forbid. Instead of listening to the drivel you know so well from the inside. And the fact that I called it the drivel, if that pisses you off. You now know you don't belong to this site. And you are only here to gleefully feel superior to me. If that lights your fire, go for it. But if you hoped for a better future for yourself, accepting that your inner gibberish can only be drivel, that it has informed your actions and what you can see, and thus created your life, should be a revelation. Huh? My inner constant chattering is creating my life and I can stop it from creating it as hell? Yeah, you can. The question is never what you can do. The question is always what you are willing to do. Because don't be mistaken, that comfortable noise you use to cushion yourself from reality is, ahem, comfortable. It would be an intelligent move to buy and use the Amish horse training method. Learning that method to relegate the voices that you have no control over to noise. You can do it. Are you willing? Learn more. You can get these are the measurements in the Starting Point Measurement Report. You only pay $15 for it. And if you buy both, for $40 you get a comprehensive snapshot of your insides and outsides. Priceless, if you ask me. The measures are diagnostic. They tell me where you drop the ball to be all you can be. Just like your health measurements tell me what is ailing your body and how it can be helped.